One. And we welcome you to MTCS Cougar Corner. John Dinkins here with you and Coach Chris Lawson of the Cougars. And Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm tired this morning, but I'm good. I'm blessed, John.
It's been a crazy week, hasn't it, in terms of weather?
It has been, and it's going to be even more crazy this next week, trying to get all the games in. I got two kids in middle school, so finishing up James C. Hill.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got the finals today at 6, and then TIAA conference tournament starts up pretty much right after that. They just kind of back up to each other and working in 3 or 4 high school games, and, you know, it'll be all hands on deck and every day.
It's crazy. Jason Piercy, I know he always looks forward to the James Hill tournament. It keeps him busy. But it's a great tournament. To take just a second or two to talk about that, it is probably one of the most exciting tournaments anywhere around, and it's a middle school, junior high. And it goes so far back that I coached in the James C. Hill tournament, and that was probably 30 years ago. So it's something, and I think it's good for MTCS to host that, and they've done a great job every year.
But you know, obviously, I'm being first year being new there, or whatever. First time on the inside of the James C. Hill tournament, but it is a really neat thing. It's got a prestigious feel to it. The people that are involved are what make it feel so neat and you know, like a state tournament. The teams that come in, they bring great crowds, and you know, it's just all the things that they kind of come together, from the crowds to the players to the coaches, the concessions. Just, you know, it's a really neat setup. You're running two gyms. And there's a ton of basketball being played, so it's been neat. It's a lot. There's a lot of folks that volunteer to help out to make it go. But I'm interested today to see, you know, finals. I think they do a great job. Trophies are nice, and they announce and they'll turn the lights out for the starting lineup for those young kids. That's a pretty cool deal.
I know when I was there, they had a lot of swag. You get a lot of stuff, and it made those kids feel like that they were really number one. You know, in terms of the feel that you get, it's a really tournament atmosphere, and a lot of those kids had never experienced anything like that anywhere or any time. And if that's the only time they get to feel that experience, it's worth all of it that you do.
Absolutely, I mean, you know, really and truly. We all kind of understand every time you move up a level, it gets tougher to find a spot on a team and a program. There's a lot of middle school basketball players, and there's a lot of teams and people involved. And so they get to experience, you know, that feel and that kind of thing. And they, you talk about the swag, the gear, that stuff. You know, when you buy a shirt or whatever, you end up wearing that for a long time, and you always have that memory, and that's the biggest thing is creating those memories.
As it closes down, I know the district it's about ready. I mean, it's unbelievable, but the district is about, you know, we're getting close to the end here. I mean, we're turning the corner on the calendar, and it's what, a couple of weeks, and then you're in district play in terms of tournament.
It is. It's been an adjustment from the standpoint of in Division II, you know, everything's moved up
right
a little bit. And so we've got this week, we were looking at it last night on the whiteboard in the office there. You know, we've got 3 games. Our girls have 4 games next week because they play St. Cecilia. But there's 2 or 3 other teams in our district on the boys' side that also play 4 games this next week. So they'll go, you know, like Monday through Saturday. They got a bunch to get in. I think we were looking at one. I think one team, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Webb, but somebody had to play 6 games in 8 days.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
That's really, I mean, you talk about, I mean, you can pretty much throw time and preparation from a scouting standpoint out the window. I mean, you pretty much got to play like you play today. You got to go based off of what you know and did from the last time you played, and you might go through a walkthrough real quick and go over some stuff, but then you got to be ready to play the next day again. You know, there's, you know, in several instances next week, there's going to be teams that play 3 days in a row and three district games in a row. So things can get interesting.
It's very limited preparation, isn't it? I mean, you've just got to play. I mean, like you say, you might do a walkthrough, but other than that, it's go get them.
That's it. That's exactly right. And then right after that, the next week, we'll start that district tournament.
I want to talk, Chris. I looked at your last couple of games, but, man, I'm telling you, PCA, like, they're ranked second. Columbia Academy ranked 21, and you're hanging in there with them. And I wanted to compliment you, and maybe I know coaches don't like compliments either, but right now your record, you guys have had a good year. I mean, I know you probably going to disagree with me, but I think you guys have really made progress, have really done a good job.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate that, and we appreciate it as far as, you know, the direction that we're going as a program. But, you know, the example that, I don't know, that if you build something, let's say you build a deck, the deck usually looks pretty good, but if you build it, you know where all the defects are. Mm-hmm. You know where all the little things that didn't go right, that you might have missed or whatever, you know where that stuff is. And so, you know, I do feel like our program's going in the right direction, but you always want a little bit more. And so I'm trying really hard to focus on the positives of, okay, last year and the year before, they won two games each year, you know, so we've made progress and things are going right with where we are right now. But where we are right now, we can't be satisfied. We got to figure out a way to kind of get that next step, to kind of get, you know, the guys to understand, you know, some of the details and some of the little things that go into continuing to get better and continuing to finish when things get tough and that kind of thing. And it's fun, but it's hard. There's a lot of up and downs as a coach and as a program. And I don't want to rush anything by at all, but you know, as a coach, you always think about, you know, when I step back in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever, and look at it, what will it look like then? And you know, I think you will. Most people will say, "Man, they really turned it around and got headed in the right direction that first year. They lost a few games they shouldn't have, but you know, big improvement from where they were." And then we'll kind of see what happens, you know, after that.
And I guess, Coach, you want sustained success, don't you? I mean, that's kind of the goal, isn't it? I mean, to build the program to the point where you're competing each and every game. And that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to win the district every year, but to be competitive every single year. Isn't that the goal, really?
It is. It is. There's a lot that goes into that. I mean, number one, what kind of players do you have? Do you have size? Do you have no size? Are you small? Do you have really good scorers? Do you have a really smart team? You know, do you need to win games in the 30s and 40s? Do you need to win games in the 60s and 70s? There's just so much that goes into a team and a style and all of that. So I think we're at a point where the number one thing we're trying to identify right now is which guys are going to play the hardest, compete the hardest, and with that are starting to pick up on some of those details of, okay, we've had two bad possessions in a row. We need to have a good possession this time. We need to get a good shot, or we need to get a stop right here. Those kind of things. We're just trying to identify that right now.
I was sitting there when I saw we saw you guys against PCA, and I turned to Brian and I already said they're much improved. And you know, the score didn't indicate to anybody, I would think, that you've improved. But you know, I think what I'm seeing is the effort and the is there. Now, you've got some kids, and I want you to mention a couple if you can that have improved under your watch that you can name that have really just kind of helped turn the program around a little bit. That's putting you on the spot. I understand.
No. You're good. But one thing you just said that I'm extremely happy with is the effort. Mm-hmm. We had pushed that and pushed that. And last night I had a coaching friend that came and watched the game or whatever. And after the game, he came in the office and he said, the one thing I'll say is they played hard. Mm-hmm. And he said they didn't always make the right decisions or you know, do everything you wanted the right way. But he said they played hard the whole time. And he said that's a great thing to build off of, and that's really and truly that's kind of the starting piece of you got to play hard. A lot of times that will get you through some of those bad times. You know, I tell you, the first guy that comes to my mind that, you know, has he's been up and down a little bit all year, but he's played really well of late is Ron Davis. Mm-hmm. He's a junior, and he's really stepped up and had good games. He's shot the ball extremely well, but he hasn't forced anything of late. But the biggest thing he's done, he's only about 5'9", 5'10". He's done a great job of defending. He does a great job of going and rebounding the basketball. He has done a great job of thinking more on pass first instead of dribble first, you know, in most occasions. And so I've been really impressed with his growth throughout the season just from a steady standpoint. A second one that I probably want to mention is Jackson Piercy. Jackson's a senior, so unfortunately, you know, we only get him for this 1 year. But, you know, if he had been able to play more than 1 year and get a little more time, he really, really could have had a good career. And he's had a great season. He's continued to improve all year. He works extremely hard. He is coachable. He does all the dirty stuff, all the little things you need him to do, and not worried about scoring. But he's always good for, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 points, maybe 5 or whatever. But he's also going to get you 5 or 6 rebounds. So little things like that have been a big piece in helping us get it going and trying to, you know, kind of gain some traction.
You know, guys like that too kind of go under the radar. They grab you. You know, I call them the working man's basketball player, where they grab those garbage baskets. They grab rebounds when you need them, but they don't have the big headlines. And as a coach, that's something that you recognize, I'd say, more than just the person walking in and watching the game.
Yeah, he's also been a leader, and I'll say this too. Coming in, we're new as a coaching staff, and a lot of our team is new and still working to fill each other out and mesh, and that has continued to improve all year long. You know, they eat lunch together, I assume, in the cafeteria every day, so they all sit together. There's times where you see the struggle of not playing together for a long time, but there's also times where you start to see it clicking a little bit more, and that's been really neat. And I'm so excited, again, not to rush anything, but as we move forward, I'm excited to see spring, summer, going into next season with pretty much everybody returning, what that looks like, you know, as we go.
You know, we're talking to Chris Lawson, the head coach of the MTCS Cougars, and having a good year. I wanted to ask you one thing, Chris, before I let you go today. What attracted you to MTCS? Because I'm going to take myself, and when I walk in, I see the gymnasium, I see the weight room, I see the auxiliary gym, all those kind of things. Was that one of the most attractive things about you, about it?
It definitely helped. Facilities are very nice. You know, they just added the high school building attached, you know, kind of on the outside.
It
took two or whatever, but it's a really nice setup. And there's plans in the future to add, you know, more things. They're going to continue to build and grow and that kind of thing. The location was a big factor for me. Mm-hmm. One, we didn't have to move and sell our house and buy a new house. But two, it's in Murfreesboro. And I just feel like Murfreesboro is a hotbed for athletes. Mm-hmm. And it's centrally located. You can get to a bunch of different places. We have an attractive school and campus and you know, all those things. And then I've got two kids of my own that play basketball, a son and a daughter, in middle school. And, you know, I thought it was a great situation for them. A chance to get into a Christian school and a good education and good environment. And, you know, that stuff just, it's hard to walk away from. It's a great place to be.
And you got to make the wife happy too. I mean, that's part of it.
That's 100% part of it. if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
There you go. Who you got this week now?
Okay, we got at BGA Monday, girls only game at St. Cecilia on Tuesday. We go to Franklin Road Academy on Thursday, and then we've got Webb at home on Friday for senior night. So barring, you know, any kind of weather deal or anything, hopefully everybody in the Nashville area is good as we kind of have to travel over that way, Franklin.
That's never happened. My phone go off in an interview. So you really don't have a lot of time to think about it. I mean, it's mainly bam, bam, bam. We're going to play and do those walkthroughs, I guess.
We will. We'll kind of have to do that. I do like, you know, like we play Monday at BGA, so kind of the same prep time for both of us there, but Franklin Road Academy plays Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with us on Thursday, and we have a couple of days off to prepare for them. So, yeah, you know, either way, we've got to go play the game. We've got to, you know, we played them once already, and I think they ended up getting us by about 8 points, 79-71. But we took the lead late in the game, so we've got to be able to just kind of figure out a way to get that done. And then Webb, we did not play well over there, and Webb did play well, and they got us. And so, I mean, it's just never easy trying to get the guys to understand that too. Nobody's going to just hand you anything. Like, they are out for blood, and they are out to beat you every single night. So we've got to kind of lock in, and we got to be ready each and every night.
I know you're not satisfied, but Coach, I am going to tell you, you've done a really great job with this group of guys, and I think you're going to look forward to some more success as the years go by. So, and hopefully, you're going to be there forever. How's that?
Well, hey, John, I really do appreciate it, and it's nice to hear, you know, some encouragement and positive things, because it's easy to get down when you struggle a little bit at times or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're very blessed and appreciate the support, and we'll just keep working hard.
All right. Anything else before I let you go? Do we have anything going on other than the Hill Tournament? Go there tonight and see the finals of that one. Should be good, right?
It should be. If you're not doing anything, you know, get over to the gym. We've got hamburgers, hot dogs, all kinds of stuff at the concession stand, pizza, and good basketball, good middle school basketball going on. And it's cold outside, so it's a great time to be in the gym.
And how do you all work the scheduling of the gym? I mean, that's got to be like when you have a home game, how do they work the middle school? They go to the other gym and play and that kind of thing?
They do. They play, like, our middle school boys played yesterday at 4:30, and they played in the middle school gym.
Yeah.
We had JV and then varsity girls, varsity boys in the high school gym. And, that's pretty much how it goes. We've got a calendar that will blow your mind. we constantly we meet once a week and try to accommodate as many and as much as we can and try to do a good job staying organized. Jason Piercy and Billy Snell do most of the scheduling for the Hale tournament. And they spend a lot of time working out all those details and making sure that we can still practice as high school programs and obviously still got to play the home games that we have and that kind of thing. And there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. It's easy for people to gripe on the other side when things don't go right or you got to change something, but I promise everyone is working hard to make it as good as it possibly can be.
That is almost an inhuman undertaking, what Jason Piercy does on that.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, you got great parents over there at MTCS, and I know they help. You talk about concession stands. They're the unsung heroes, too, because they've got gatekeepers and that kind of thing. It all takes a family, doesn't it?
It does. We've had a lot of staff show up and volunteer to work shifts. We've had a lot of parents show up and volunteer to work shifts. Former coaches, Coach Randy King, I get to sit and talk to him some during the tournament, and that's nice. But he works a lot, and this is that again. That goes into like the part of it that's so good. I mean, every time there's a halftime before the games or whatever, everybody's got a job to do, and it really flows well. Balls are out of half court for teams to shoot, and there's announcements, and there's music playing, and things are just kind of rolling. So it's been really neat and fun to be a part of it on this side.
Randy King knows a little bit about basketball. That's a good reference to come go to, isn't it?
He knows a lot more than he's forgotten a lot more than I probably will ever know. But he's been great. He's been a huge supporter, and we call and talk some, and I see him. He's at the gym a lot. We talk some, and it's just having positive people.
Yeah,
is a big, big deal.
Randy King, yourself. Yeah, Randy King, one of the best. Chris, I'm going to let you go. I think you've served your time well today, and we appreciate it. I hope I get to talk to you before the season's over, but good luck the rest of the way. You got the Cougars looking good.
Thank you so much, John.
All right. That's Chris Lawson, the head coach of the Cougars. 12-10, 6-6 in district. Buddy, they're going strong right now. And that's going to do it for Cougar Corner for Brian Barrett, Danny Brewer, Dalton Barrett, and this is John Dinkins saying so long, everybody.